about the roof replacement shingles is being planned. In the meeting of the 29th, is at 5:00. And as I said, I'm not going to be able to be at that.
Bruce, are you able to be coming along?
At 5:00. Probably not.
Okay. Because you guys tried to get that grant, didn't you?
Yeah.
So what is the grant for?
Island Institute and the Maine Governor's Energy Office are applying to the Department of Energy's State Energy Program grant to do some kind of packaging and dissemination of the models that we've been using to help connect island communities with energy, clean energy financing programs. So,
that's cool.
Yeah.
Should be fun.
And I don't think Rockland counts as rural, but it could have good. I mean,
well, by depending on whose definition, by USDA's it does.
It'll be, but yeah, right. By USDA definition. Yeah. Yeah. So, the city could potentially benefit from some of that work because basically what we've been like doing these weatherization weeks and these collective purchasing efforts on the islands, and we have some informational resources about how that all works, but we haven't really pulled it all together into a cohesive guidebook or something that would be super helpful for a community who's looking to do a similar kind of thing. So the sort of thesis of our proposal is that there may be programs like Efficiency Maine and PACE in Maine and other rural states, but those programs aren't reaching remote communities like islands or Native Alaskan villages and stuff like that. So if you have these models like the weatherization weeks that bring those resources to those remote areas, then you can get a lot more done.
Was that clear that they're really reaching rural towns and Piscataquis County?
Well, that's, yeah, I mean, that's what we're saying.
I don't know the answer one way or the other.
No, I think, I mean, it's a lot of the same stuff. Like, if you don't have an energy performance contractor in rural Piscataquis County, which you likely don't, yeah, it's the same situation. So that's one of the next phases, is starting to work with like Eastport or, you know, more some of those remote coastal communities, because yeah, it also works with remote coastal places.
I was briefly down, we had a follow up thing on the St. Croix. I was briefly down there 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Eastport and Calais are both intriguing and depressing.
Yeah. Yes.
I have not been to either place yet.
I've been to Calais and Eastport and East of Chinas. But there's more going on there. Further down.
Yeah, East Machias has a fair bit of activity. And Eastport has some attempts at activity. Calais is interesting because it used to be head of tide, or it is still a head of tide on St. Croix. And it used to be a huge shipping camp. And you brought, it's like 20 foot tide, I think. So you brought these schooners up at high tide, they ground out at low tide, filled them full of lumber and other stuff, and float on that back tide and next tide. And there's some, you know, river walk thing. There's a prodigious number of tons, a prodigious number of ships that used to go out of Calais every year.
Mm-hmm. So lumber primarily?
I think it was lumber.
Yeah.